Cutting Through the Spin, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
So we have a lovely €200 voucher to give away today, thanks to our friends at Breeden's House to Home, Bridge End on Maville. And we have a little teaser for you. It's an anagram, PREACT, P-R-E-A-C-T. And we want you to rearrange those letters to create a word of something you'd certainly find in most houses and that you can purchase in Breeden's House to Home, Bridge End on Maville. PREACT, jumble those letters up. What do you come up with? Text your answer, your name and address to 086 60 25000 and one of you will be drawn out a little later on in the programme. We had a great reaction to that yesterday, hopefully the same today. Hundreds of you getting involved yesterday. So Breeden's House to Home, Bridge End of Maville, a €200 voucher for their business. Rearrange the letters PREACT, PREACT, into a item that you might buy in a roll that you'd expect to see in that shop and certainly in many houses out there. Cigarettes in shops are priced by the government. The same can be done in pubs. The government needs to agree on prices for pints and shorts. The pubs should be fined if they go above these prices. That's the only way we'll stop being ripped off. And on the face of it, that probably seems like a good idea, but there are different operating costs in different parts of the country as well, which, you know, sometimes they take advantage of that, but sometimes I think they need to be that would need to be considered as well. But I appreciate your input there. Could you please give a shout out to the people driving through Mallon Town to slow down, especially on the street towards Mallon Head Lag Road? People need to slow down. It's a busy street. Yeah, be careful if you're down out and about there. No one wants to be knocking anyone over, I'm sure. Also, by the way, we covered on the show a couple of weeks ago, there was one or possibly two road traffic collisions on Loch Salt, where a section of the road protecting the driver from the lake, it's a very deep lake, some would say it's one of the deepest in the country, if not the deepest. And in fairness to the council, by the way, since then, the lads have been out and have done a fantastic job. They've rebuilt that section of the wall. It's a bit higgledy-piggledy, that wall, but they've done a nice job on it, I think, in over time. It'll match in lovely. So fair play to the lads down there for their very efficient work, and it looks good. So in other words, we highlight things and say something needs to be done, but we also have to recognise when things are done, and it's a great wee job they've done there. Hairdressers are paying 23% VAT, says the listener. I've been in business 30 years and will have to close my door with the rise of costs, minimum wage, the pension contribution. I simply cannot afford it. The price of stock, rents, rates, we have to raise our costs when they go up. We have customers coming in and abusing staff. I have a few young girls working with me. They're ready to leave. We've signs up that abuse will not be tolerated and we've had to tell people to leave. There are keyboard warriors to contend with now too. People have gotten so rude and abusive and they don't want to pay you. Right, wow. I wasn't aware of this. So this is a hairdressing company in business for 30 years and they're getting abuse and staff prepared to leave over the head of that. Is that common? Have we seen that before? 086 60 25000, if you're in that business and you see that. This caller concludes, people have gotten so rude and abusive and they don't want to pay you. And I suppose too, in certain industries, and maybe hairdressing is one of those, the government need to make sure that they don't drive sort of much of that into the black market, in inverted commas. Hi, Greg. Just in regards to vaping in schools, my school is a big problem with vaping children, and they're scared to go to the toilet because of it and wait till they come home. This is totally unacceptable. I've spoke with a member of the school, but they do not want to admit there's a big problem. Well, I have the name of the school here. We'll inquire with them as well to see if there's an issue with vaping in the toilets. I mean, people whose children don't vape should not send them to school whereby the toilets are just, you know, vaping dens. I mean, that's, you know, this is not controversial stuff. There are, as I say, there are ways of measuring this type of discharge, but also too, maybe there should be more visits into toilets to ensure it's not going on. Revaping in schools. Just to add to your comment about the vaping in school toilets, same thing happening my son a few years ago when he was in first year. He felt so intimidated going to the toilet. He said older boys were forcing the younger boys to try the vapes as well. At a school open evening, while talking to the principal, I mentioned this. His reply to me was that there is an outside toilet that my son could use if he felt too intimidated going to the inside toilet. I was so shocked at his reply. Totally overlooked the issue. Wow. Okay. Listen, thanks for that. If you, I just wonder now, that's a few years ago, and your young lad, he's obviously progressed through the school years. I wonder if you don't mind emailing back an update. Like, is it still a problem, or did that school put some measures in place to avoid vaping in schools? I'd just be interested in that, because it can, of course, be done. If there is a will, there is always a way. I want to mention too, by the way, I'll get my phone out for this, because as you would know, a couple of weeks back, we tried to promote by taking part in the day of the Donegal Camino, donations to Donegal Cancer West, because we'd done a show from there and we were very moved by the work that they did. They rely heavily on public donations. So we got involved in the walk and we decided to try and raise some money. And we're very close now to drawing a line under that campaign. And I am delighted to say, would you believe, one second now, can I count that other donation into the total? Yeah, okay. So we have a, and can I say who it's from? No? That's a moment. Okay. So currently at the moment, we've got €5,858 raised for the Donegal Camino in aid of Cancer Care West. So thank you so very much. €5,858. That's far in excess of what I thought we could raise. So I really want to thank you that we're all donating this together, right? It's not just on behalf of an individual, whatever. This is all of us coming together to support our community when they're going through cancer. Highland Radio, through the kind offices of Fionnuala Rabbit, are donating another 1,000 to this. So it's going to be 6,858 at the moment. Now, what about a final little rush just to see how big we could get that? I'm so pleased with what we're able to do at the moment. But if you want to go onto our socials, Shannon will repost it on our socials briefly. We'll keep it open for a little while longer. Or if you just want to go to idonate.ie, if you want to donate to Cancer Care West, before we close it and have your name associated with this fundraiser, you can go to idonate.ie/Greg Hughes. As I say, we're going to be very close to 7,000, just not quite there. Or if you want to make a wee donation, and I'm not going to keep going at this, we'll just do it today before we wrap things up. You can give us a call at the radio station, 07491 25,000, and we can process your donation over the telephone as well. So as I say, at the moment, we're at 6,858. It's amazing. That money is going to go and help Donegal Cancer Care West in Letterkenny. And if you've just, maybe you are concerned about an issue that you might be think related to cancer. Maybe you've just got word, and unfortunately, you've lots of people have just gotten word that you have cancer, and you haven't yet been told what the journey is ahead of you. Your treatment plan hasn't yet been planned out, or maybe you're going through treatment at the moment, or maybe you're post-treatment and you've come back from Galway or St. Vincent's or wherever you were, and you know there's something still there with you. You know, everyone's saying, wow, Greg, you're looking great at the moment, but you still are concerned about bounce back cancer or secondary cancer or whatever it might be. All of you, that cohort of people, which is many of you, can avail of the services of Cancer Care West in Letterkenny. You can call up to them. It's a very warm and inviting atmosphere with amazing staff. And just sit and have a cup of coffee and see where it goes from there. And I couldn't encourage people enough in that position to go and have a visit and see if it's for you. There's lads there, older guys, younger guys. There's women there, younger women, older women, people who are married, people who aren't, people with children, people who haven't. All of society is reflected amongst those that go and visit there. So don't feel that you wouldn't fit in. And I'm so pleased that we've almost €7,000 that's going to go towards them continuing that amazing work that they do. And thank you so much to all of you who donated. It was great to see someone who had a fiver donated. And then there was other people who donated €250. Someone just dropped in an envelope with €250 in it. I know their name, but they wanted to be remain anonymous. We posted that up on the site today. Just amazing, amazing. And it's all of us coming together to help each other in our time of need.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
Okay, it is Tuesday, the 17th of September, and it's time for our latest instalment of Community Garda Information. And in studio with me today is Garda Grainne Doherty from the Letterkenny Garda Station. Grainne, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it greatly. Right, we've quite a bit to get through, so we'll crack straight on. And Garda is seeking the public's assistance as they continue to investigate a fatal road traffic collision in Bonbeg.
Yeah, unfortunately, no more sadness and tragedy on our roads again. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following a fatal road traffic collision. This happened in Bonbeg on Wednesday, the 11th of September. Firstly, Greg, I would just like to pass our condolences on to the family and friends of the deceased on behalf of me and Ollett and Garda Síochána. The single vehicle incident involving a motorbike occurred at approximately 2:50 p.m. on the R257. So the motorcyclist, a man aged in his 60s, was fatally injured. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to this collision to come forward. Any road users who may have camera footage, dash cam, who were travelling in that area at the time, they're asked to make this footage available to investigating Gardaí. Anybody with any information are asked to contact Milford Garda Station on 915-3060, the Garda Confidential line on 1800-666-111, or any Garda station.
Now, collision, road traffic collision also being investigated in Drumkeen.
Yes, this two-vehicle collision happened at Stralongford and Drumkeen, so they're on the back road to Letterkenny. It happened on Wednesday, the 11th of September, in around 7:25 a.m. One of the drivers was taken to hospital to receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries, and the other driver was uninjured. We're appealing to anybody who may have witnessed this collision to make contact with us. If anybody travelled on that stretch of road, it's quite a busy stretch of road actually at that time of the morning, early in the morning. So if anybody travelled with a dash cam, we're asking them also to make contact and to make the footage available to us. So Gardaí and Letterkenny can be contacted on 9167100 in relation to this collision.
And it might not be relevant in this instance, but just more generally too, I presume, you know, road facing cameras on homes, there could be useful information on them at times as well.
Of course, yeah. Well, Gardaí would, as a matter, you know, to be procedural anyway, that Gardaí would call to all,
okay,
yeah, would do door to door and would check out footage. Yeah. But of course, look, if there is any house that the Gardaí have inadvertently missed, we would appreciate it.
But obviously, it's more challenging then. No, that's actually an interesting insight. Thanks for that. Right, we'll get on to Mount Charles now and investigations ongoing into a burglary.
Yeah, so we're appealing for the assistance of the public in relation to a burglary. This occurred in the area of Stone Park, Mount Charles, in the early hours of Sunday, the 15th of September, in and around 4:30 a.m, it's believed. The rear door of a derelict house in that area was forced open, entry was gained. So it's still, they're still trying to establish exactly what was taken from this property. A couple of people were observed not far from that location around that time carrying a box and a bag to a parked up vehicle. We're appealing to anybody who may have observed these people or a vehicle parked in that area in the early hours of Sunday morning to make contact with Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530. And of course, look, if those people had absolutely nothing to do with this incident, and we would appreciate if they would make contact with us just to clarify that also.
Interesting, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And if anybody travelled in that area between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. with a dash cam, we're asking them also to make the footage available to us.
Okay, now a burglary in Windmill View being investigated.
Yes, so this burglary happened at Windmill View, Letterkenny, in the early hours of Friday the 13th of September, so between 12:30 and 12:45 in the morning. An intruder entered an occupied property. I believe the occupants were upstairs. The front door had been unlocked. And when disturbed, he then fled via the back door. So he stole a River Island handbag from within the property. There was no cash in the bag, just a number of IDs and a bit of medication and things like that. We're appealing to anybody who may have observed this male on foot in the area in the early hours of Friday morning or any activity that appeared suspicious vehicles to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100. And of course, again, as with nearly all of our appeals now, if anybody was in that area with a dash cam, we'd like to hear from them also.
That's just a standard part of the appeal now because it's so useful in an investigation. So that was just after midnight. So it's Thursday night, early hours of Friday morning.
Yeah.
It's not the first time in recent times we've spoken of what some would call creeper burglaries, and they seem particularly sinister, don't they, if someone enters your property whilst you're in it asleep upstairs.
Of course, and listen, not proportionally blamed to the residents of this property or any other property that this sort of incident has occurred in, but please, we would appeal to people, whether you're in the house or out of the house, you know, especially during the hours of darkness, make sure that your doors and windows are secure, you know.
Is it a good time to maybe just to do a security check around our properties? Because we know from a spate of crimes not that long ago, a couple of years ago, that sometimes, you know, older double doors can be quite vulnerable. and what have you. And, you know, it's probably no harm just to check the quality of locks and how resistant they are to interference.
Well, it's always a good idea, but yeah. Particularly, yeah, at this time of year, we often see an increase in these types of incidents, burglary. So please do, people, go around, check, as you say, check the condition, maybe of older type windows, you know, doors, check how secure they are. And if necessary, maybe upgrade them or upgrade the locking system. Maybe look at having an alarm installed in your home if you don't already have one. Make sure that alarm is monitored. We've discussed that before, you know, the importance of that, to make sure that it's monitored. And maybe a few cameras around your property as well. Lights are the biggest thing, you know. Make sure everything's lit up inside and outside.
Yeah, that's
good lighting,
real
outside.
Deterrent, isn't it? And also, you know, we tend to, after we've been victims of these type of crimes, then to check the locks and then maybe to get an alarm.
That's a human nature thing.
And I don't judge anyone who does that, but, you know, maybe talk about being a little bit more proactive. Because, unfortunately, there are people out there looking to exploit our weaknesses. Right, we're talking now in relation to a burglary in Fintown, Grainne.
Yeah, so this burglary occurred at Shallaganmore, I hope I'm pronouncing that properly, in Fintown.
I'm afraid.
On Tuesday the 10th of September, between 6 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. So a derelict factory in that area, the office of that factory was broken into between those times. A number of items were stolen from within, namely a Dell computer, Dell hard drive and a Dell printer. Entry was gained via the front door. The door was forced open and entry gained. So if anybody, again, we're appealing to anybody that may have observed any suspicious vehicles, activity or people in that area last Tuesday evening, if anybody can offer any relevant information, we ask them to contact Ballyshannon Garda Station on 071-985-8530. And again, with all of our appeals, the Garda Confidential line can be contacted on 1800-666-111.
Yeah, and if they're offered for sale, by the sounds of it, they sound like they might be quite distinctive. I don't want to draw any conclusions, but if they're stolen from an office at the derelict factory, they might be bigger than you might expect. I don't know. Keep your eyes peeled anyway. Dell computer, printer and hard drive. Criminal damage now in Letterkenny.
Yeah, so this incident happened at a house in Fairgreen Park, Letterkenny, on Friday the 13th of September between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So I think the resident of that house went out to do a bit of shopping. Arrived home to discover that the rear window of the property was smashed. Entry is not believed to have been gained to the house. There's nothing disturbed or stolen from the house. We're appealing to anybody, particularly maybe other residents in that area, if they observed any suspicious activity during that time period, to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 91 67 100.
Our next appeal stroke warning is a tale as old as time, really, and it is bogus callers offering to do work, and it generally often deteriorates from there. And I'll tell you the biggest telltale here is if you are currently trying to get anyone to clean the moss off your roof, if you're trying to get anyone that will be able to immediately start a plumbing problem or a driveway problem, these people are incredibly busy because they've got very good reputations and they're well known in the community. For me, that would be the first indicator. But anyway,
of course,
take it away. What info do you have?
Yeah, well, look, genuine and reputable business, you know, no matter what their business they're in, painting, power washing, generally they don't call door to door. They don't need to, as you say. They're extremely busy. They have enough of a workload without, you know, putting themselves out by going door to door begging for work. So that is the first warning sign, really, you know. We recently received reports for a number of residents in the Church Hill area in relation to callers to their home last Thursday. It happened, actually. Men called in a white van. These men were offering to fix the roof or to do some power washing or to carry out whatever DIY they needed around the house, really. While there, they also inquired about items on the properties in question, whether or not these items would be for sale. And of course, that's another warning saying, you know, I mean, what genuine businessman or businesswoman is going to call to your door and start making inquiries about items around your home? So that's a warning sign also. Yeah. So just in light of these reports, I know we do speak about bogus callers from time to time, but just in light of these very recent reports, we just want to issue a wee reminder. Maybe if there's anybody out there listening who have family members who live alone or who are vulnerable or elderly, you know, we would just appreciate if they would speak to them and advise them in relation to bogus callers. These callers might offer services such as power washing, painting, selling items. They prefer to target the more vulnerable and people who live alone. So we're advising people, don't engage with such callers. Don't open your door to anybody unless you're satisfied that they are known to you or that they have a genuine reason to be there. You know, perhaps you have contacted somebody, they've made arrangements to call on that day. That's fair enough. You know who they are. Use a chain lock. That's, you know, a bit of added security. They're relatively cheap, can be got in any of the local hardware shops. Bogus callers can be intimidating and can often refuse to take no for an answer. Contact Gardaí immediately should you encounter such a caller. Try to give us as much information as possible, description of the person, what they're wearing, the registration number of their vehicle and which direction they turned when they went out your drive. Did they go left, right? That's all of a great assistance to us. And we're asking everybody, all members of the public, please be vigilant when you're out and about. If you see any sort of suspicious activity, vehicles, and if you see any callers or hear of any callers maybe calling to an elderly neighbour, report it to us immediately. And as the old saying goes, just if in doubt, keep them out.
You don't have to give up your good nature, but don't allow it to be exploited, because if you give an inch, invariably it's going to cost you a mile. And as you say, they can be really, really quite persuasive.
And okay. You know, sorry, just
yes,
before you
no,
move
whatever
on,
you want to talk about.
We have bogus caller
cards.
That's
the microphones over there, look.
Oh, sorry. We have bogus caller. Well, all of the stations really have boxes of bogus caller cards.
And so what's that?
I'll take some of them and actually
please
the next
do,
day
yeah.
and just to show them to you. Yeah, it's a sheet of perforated cards.
Yes.
And so we would advise people, especially those who are living alone, the elderly, you know, to keep these inside the door with a pen. If somebody, and as you say, sometimes people don't want to appear rude.
Yeah,
it's
the, yeah,
I think
that's
it's
the
this thing that we
it?
Have, and mm-hmm. it's just you don't want to appear rude. If somebody comes to your door, look, I'm offering power washing services, this, whatever they're offering. You can then tear off one of these cards, put the pen and the card out through the letterbox and say, you're not being rude then, you know. Leave your name, your number, and I'll have a think about it. And if I'm interested down the line,
simple,
I'll get back
yeah,
in contact
exactly,
with you,
yeah.
you know.
And I like the idea of a chain as well, because it means you can open your door, but it just offers you that little bit
it
of
does, yeah.
security. Okay, and they're not hard to acquire, and I'm sure you might be able to get someone to put it in for you. Right, okay, so Letterkenny Road Policing, busy weekend, Grainne?
They had. Busy weekend, out on the roads. I was actually talking to the sergeant in charge of the Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit, and she wanted me to highlight some of these detections just to your listeners today,
yeah.
if that's okay.
Please.
So Friday night, well, the early hours of Saturday morning passed, the 14th of September, the Roads Policing Unit, Letterkenny, they detected a vehicle being driven erratically. The driver transpired, they had no driving licence and they were uninsured. They were then arrested on suspicion of drink driving, and it turned out that they were seven times over the drink driving
wow.
limit. So they were charged to appear in court. Saturday evening, same date, 14th of September, they were then out, the Roads Policing Unit. They checked a vehicle on their mobility device. This vehicle was 837 days out of tax. They then spoke to the driver. The driver was then arrested on suspicion of drink driving. This driver was 12 times over the drink driving limit. They also had no driving licence or insurance, and the vehicle was seized. They were charged to appear in court. Saturday night then, the 14th of September, Roads Policing Unit in Letterkenny, they were out conducting a MIT checkpoint. They arrested a driver who failed the roadside breath test. This driver was 3.5 times over the drink driving limit, also charged to appear in court. So then on Sunday evening, the 15th of September, the Roads Policing Unit stopped a vehicle. It was being driven in a careless manner. This driver had no driving licence or insurance, tested positive for cannabis. They were arrested and conveyed to the Garda station, and a blood sample was taken there. So a court appearance will follow. This driver also had a quantity of suspected cannabis in his possession. On Sunday night, the 15th of September, the Roads Policing Unit were conducting a checkpoint when they stopped a vehicle and the driver tested positive for cocaine and opiates. This driver was arrested, conveyed to the Garda station, and a blood sample again was taken. A court appearance will follow. A quantity of suspected cocaine was found in this vehicle following a search. So lastly, Sunday night, well, it was the early hours of Monday morning, this one, the 16th of September, the Roads Policing Unit were conducting a MIT checkpoint, and a driver again, they failed the roadside breath test. An arrest was made, and this driver was seven times over the drink driving limit. And again, they were charged to appear in court.
Now, Grainne, I mean, obviously, these are a number of very serious detections. The extent of blood alcohol content is remarkable, but you can't be all everywhere all of the time. So in fairness, fair play to your colleagues for getting these people, but it talks to the extent of those out there who are still making poor
yeah,
stroke
poor
city decisions.
Yeah, and it's worrying. It's extremely, and I think that's why we wanted to highlight this weekend, and really to highlight how many times over the limit these drivers actually were. You know, that's really, really frightening. But no matter, look, if you're I suppose if you're drink driving and you're driving on the influence of drugs, it's irrelevant. You shouldn't be doing it. But the fact that some of these drivers were, I mean, one of them was, I think, 12 times.
Well,
over,
I understand where
over.
You have to come from that all drink drug driving above the limit with drink, any drugs at all, is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have someone to a situation, theoretically, not referencing these cases, where they are completely inebriated
yeah.
and they're driving around in a 1 or 2 ton deadly weapon, it with no insurance, it's particularly alarming.
It is. It's like going out in public with a loaded gun, really. Yeah. You know, you're endangering your own life. You're endangering the lives of everybody else. And it is. It's worrying. It's extremely worrying that so many drivers are still making that poor decision to get behind the wheel while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So we're continuing to urge all drivers not to make that decision. It could have tragic consequences for them. Very often does have tragic consequences for them and for other road users. We're asking everybody, if you're going out on a night out, arrange to have a designated driver. Call a taxi or call a family member to bring you home. There's so many other options other than you getting behind the wheel of that vehicle. And nobody in this day and age can claim ignorance when it comes to the possible consequences of driving while under the influence of either alcohol or drugs. So we're appealing to all drivers, please think road safety at all times. Help save lives on the roads by always making responsible decisions. And we're also appealing to the public to please always report suspected instances of drink and drug driving to Gardaí immediately. So Gardaí can be contacted on a 24/7 basis at Letterkenny on 9167100, Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530, Milford on 915 3060, and Buncrana on 932 0540. And as always, in the event of an emergency, please call 999 or 112. And maybe, look, you could have somebody out there listening this morning that has somebody in their family, maybe a son, a daughter, a brother, who they know, you know, is on a continuous basis, does take a few drinks, goes driving. Please speak to them. Speak to them about the dangers involved in it.
And also just in relation to the public reporting, I mean, for some people, that's not really the road they want to go down. But we're talking about the difference between life and death here. Like, if I were to see someone absolutely blotto driving off and just says, I'm not going to say nothing, and then learnt that half an hour later they were going around a corner and cleaned out a family of four and themselves.
Exactly.
How would that rest with me?
Exactly. Well,
you
look,
know, which is the worst emotion, that maybe I helped the Gardaí, or that maybe I could have prevented a tragedy? Do you know? And that's the kind of the...
Well, I suppose you would feel a certain amount of betrayal towards your loved one by making that call. But at the same time, as you say, you could be saving your loved one's life. You know, you could be saving mother and father with a carload of children. You could be saving their life. You know, and that takes priority, really. So please do make that call to us. Speak to the person. Make an anonymous call to us and make us aware of it, you know, so that we could stop this driver.
We know it's tough, and I think that's you framed it that, knowing that it's a tough decision. Okay. Operation Lompar?
Umper. Yeah.
Okay.
So, this is and Garda Síochána have deployed a new unmarked HGV, so heavy goods vehicle, a lorry cab, really, is what it boils down to, as part of its work to help reduce fatal and serious injury road traffic collisions and to protect vulnerable road users by detecting those driving while distracted. It's going to be used by the roads policing units nationwide as part of Operation Umper, which will provide for targeted enforcement on dual carriageway and motorway networks throughout the country. So far this year, Gardaí have detected over 15,000 people using their mobile phone while driving. So that's almost 2,000 more than during the same period of 2023. Last month, 421 drivers received a fine and penalty points on their licence when they were found using their phone behind the wheel. So the introduction of Operation Umper is already has yielded positive results. Nearly 100 drivers, or just over 100 drivers, have been detected during three periods of action using this HGV already, the majority of which were found to be using their phone while driving. So due to the height...
Some were watching football. Yeah. Some were watching Netflix.
Ah, yeah. Look, you could have people that are doing all range. You know, the people that are discovered,
people
maybe
are driving, watching Netflix.
Watching YouTube, you know, sending a text message, answering a text message, you know, things like that. But due to the height of some vehicles, it can be difficult at times for Gardaí to detect. You're going along in your patrol car, sometimes you're not going to see up into the cab of a lorry, for instance, you know. So it can be difficult for Gardaí to detect motorists committing offences such as travelling without their seatbelt, using a phone or any other electronic device. Any type of poor driving behaviour, really, that can distract and therefore potentially lead to a fatal or serious injury road traffic collision. This HGV will allow Gardaí to observe drivers in any make, model or size of vehicle from a more elevated position, so therefore this will help them to enforce these key lifesaver offences. This HGV will be driven by a specially trained member, and then the observer of the HGV will be responsible for detecting the distracted drivers. The observer will relay the information to the enforcement team working alongside the HGV. There will be an unmarked or a marked car travelling, you know, not far behind. So they then will stop the distracted driver and they'll deal with them on the roadside.
Mm. It's interesting. Now, also at this time of the year, firstly, it's a good idea to remind people that you have to be safe and be seen. But we're also coming to that period of time, I think, where you leave the house. It's probably not the best week to talk about because it's bright. It's going to be bright this evening right until the sunset, right? But next week, if the weather changes, we're at that time of the year too whereby it can get really quite dark earlier. Now, the sun hasn't gone down, but the cloud cover and all that kind of stuff. So you could leave the house in what appears to be a lovely, bright day, and next thing you find yourself walking in relative darkness. Yeah, okay, yeah. So let's just reiterate that be safe, be seen message, Grainne.
We're just going to stay on the topic of road safety here. So we're urging all pedestrians, cyclists and motorcyclists to ensure that they can be seen clearly when out on the roads. The nights are starting to fall up a bit earlier. Now, I suppose, as you say, it'll be another few weeks yet, really, before the darkness will be, you know, it'll be 6 o'clock in the evening, I suppose 5 o'clock, before you'll see the real dark evenings. But we're just asking everybody, please keep in mind, be safe, be seen. Remember, when you're out walking, cycling or running, you can see the traffic. The drivers might not always see you. If you're cycling, check that your bicycle lights are working before you're going out for your cycle. Motorists, they should ensure that the lights on their car, motorcycle, tractor, whatever they're driving, are all in good working order. For those who have trailers, this is an important one actually, the trailers, please ensure that the lights and reflectors are all in place and that they're in good working condition. And I think it's something maybe we don't check very often. Mm-hmm. I've been guilty of it myself before now that it had to be pointed out to me, and it is something that's easy to miss.
Do you know a lot of these appeals, often you say you're guilty of it yourself at times? I'm starting to wonder.
Only the very minor ones.
Exactly the ones you're up to. I'm starting to think maybe you're a naughty little girl.
Well, you know, a light bulb, actually. No,
because we have to go and do the checkups. You have to check the back end.
You have to get into the habit of getting out. Before you go on your journey, really, get out. You know,
I mean, you can often not notice for quite some time that a dip or a headlight bulb
can be missing, and you could drive around for a few weeks, unless you're doing regular checks.
Once a week or twice a week, just put the lights on, walk around, simple as.
Before you go,
I'll do that myself too, because I actually also would be, your light's out. Oh, is it? I didn't check.
So, you
can't see it inside.
So look, we're asking people, dig out your high-vis vests, armbands and jackets. Ensure when you're going out or on or near a public road that you're highly visible at all times. We've just got a supply of high-vis armbands and vests to Letterkenny Station, so everybody's more than welcome to call in there to collect some if they wish to do so.
Okay, Grainne, you listen. Thank you very much. Actually, before you go, I'd like to report a crime.
Yeah.
Well, at the weekend, I was at the beach and I was going for a swim, and my trainers... what are you laughing at? I'm trying to report a crime here. My trailers and my high-vis vest were stolen. I don't know who it was, but I'll tell you this. They can run, but they can't hide.
Well, as long as all of your clothes that you left lying on the beach weren't stolen, you wouldn't have been so bad.
It was a trainers and a high-vis vest. I said they can run, but they can't hide.
Oh, got it now. I'm a wee bit slow this morning, sorry.
Put this woman on the confidential line.
I thought this was all you were planning on wearing home, was your high-vis and your trainers when you got out of the water.
Well, that's a different crime altogether. All right, Grainne, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time. That's Grainne Doherty from the Letterkenny Garda Station. That was this Tuesday's Community Garda Information. We'll probably cut the last bit out, but you can watch the rest of it. You can watch the rest of it on our Facebook and the Garda Facebook page as well, or listen to it back on the podcast. And it's back live after the 10 o'clock news next Tuesday. We'll be back very shortly. Now, we were very saddened to learn of the passing of a member of Letterkenny Chamber Council between 1965 to the present day, and that is Mr. Bernard Dillon. And to pay tribute to Bernard and his contribution to the Chamber and to the town and to people's lives, we're joined on the programme now by Tony Forrester, CEO of Letterkenny Chamber. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Tony.
Good morning, Greg.
So tell us a little bit about Bernard Dillon, who would need very little introduction to the people of Letterkenny and beyond.
Yeah, well, even before my time, everybody knew Dillon Supermarket in the main street, and they talk about it with such affection. So they were, from what I can gather, ahead of their time, even then. Bernard was passionate about the main street. You know, it was where his business was. It was his bread and butter, basically. And even to very recently, the main street was really, really close to his heart. You know, and you can understand that when your business is there and it's so important to the main street, you know, and having the hotel named Dillon's, I think is a real tribute.
And also, yeah, his foresight as well, because, you know, the Chamber stands on his shoulders now, and others who were there that realised way back in the mid-60s that the town could benefit from a Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, I mean, really, when you think about Letterkenny then, it was very small. And for this group of people to come together and say, yeah, come on, we'll set up a Chamber of Commerce. And actually, right from the beginning, wanted to be affiliated to Chambers Ireland, you know, our national body. I think that was quite far-seeing of them, you know. And I was chatting to someone yesterday who, you know, Bernard longer than me even, and he said he really was a man apart from his generation. He looked at things in a different way. He had a vision about where he thought Letterkenny would be. And the Chamber was part of that.
Yeah, and he was able to employ, obviously, the skills that he had in running successful and establishing successful businesses to the Chamber, because it's really about scale, isn't it? You know, what can work at an individual business level. You know, you can upscale that too.
Yeah, and it was funny, I was reading a tribute to him when the Chamber was 40 years old, and the other guys who were involved, Donald McLaughlin and Noel Crossan. Like, they actually attributed most of it to Bernard because he was persuasive. People respected him. And that's really part of it. You know, I mean, even as we go to the Chamber today, a lot of it's like peers, peer-to-peer. So somebody will say, you know, I'm in the Chamber. Why don't you join? But I think he always acknowledged that it was a tough sell at the time. You know, we had to really go out and persuade people that there was a point to doing this. And when you look back now, you know, I look back at the old history and we do still talk about some of the same things, unfortunately, but we're progressing. He was president in 1970, 5 years after he set up. And a comment he made again on the 40th was, he acknowledged that it was hard enough work, you know, and there's a bit of responsibility, but nothing like what it was like to be a president in the 21st century.
Yeah, and just to reiterate the reality, I mean, obviously, when we talk about Bernard, there's a historic element to it because he saw in 65 the need for such a chamber, was part of its establishment, served as a president, as you mentioned. But his involvement was right up until the present day, and his attendance was regular and his views very highly regarded.
Yeah, I mean, right up to our AGM last year, he came to that, you know, and we were upstairs and we were like, oh, look, you know, Bernard, we'll get you up there. But he obviously brought his energy, and everybody respected him. You know, I mean, Bernard would sit here at our table, and he was one of the best attenders, I will say, right up to last year. You know, obviously with COVID, we didn't see as much of him, but his daughter did try and get him on the iPad every so often for our monthly meetings.
And of course, too, he's involved in some of the key events, you know, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the Christmas lights, and one of the first to secure a ticket for the annual gala ball as well. So very supportive in those initiatives.
Yeah, I mean, Bernard was our judge, chair of our judging panel for St. Patrick's Day for years. I'm very adamant, you know, that we pick the right winners. And then at the gala ball every year, it's now our annual awards. Him and Breed would have been out dancing, first out to the dance every year, you know. So, and he always called in to see us at Christmas. And famously, even I was told this, and then I noticed it every year. We used to have our AGM in December, and he would bring the mince pies. And that was Bernard, you know, when Bernard's bringing the mince pies, and we always have them. So we hold him in very high regard and a lot of affection because he cared even and through the bad times. When things were tough, you know, recession-wise, and Bernard had well retired by then. You know, he still sat here and helped us through and maybe gave us some direction as to how we should steer the Chamber.
Yeah, and we can mourn his loss as many will, but celebrate his legacy as well, because it will last forever. And everything that happens from here happens because of he and others who established the Chamber in the first instance.
Yeah, we are very, very appreciative of all that he gave us. And I probably just would like to say to his family, Breed, Kieran, Bona and Sinead, you know, our heartfelt sympathies go out to them. You know, Bernard lived a very long life. And it was only at the very end there that he, you know, he was weaker than before. So We just want to pass our regards to everybody who ever knew him, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of talk around street stories with Bernard for a long time to come.
Thank you so very much indeed. And we join in sending our heartfelt sympathy to Bernard's loving wife, Breed, his children, Kieran, Brona and Sinead, and all of the grandkids and all of his family, and everyone who knew him, who will remember him very fondly. His remains will repose at his late residence today and tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. each day. Rosary on both nights at 9 p.m. Removal from there on Thursday to St. Eunan's Cathedral for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass. And you can view that live if you can't attend on churchservices.tv/letterkenny. Burial will take place afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. May he rest in peace. Now, we're joined on the programme by the founder of PARC, Promoting Awareness, Responsibility and Care, Susan Gray. Susan, thanks so much for your time. How are you keeping? Can we appreciate it, you talking to us?
Thanks, Greg. Now that you mention how am I keeping, I have a bit of a cold.
That's all good.
So forgive me if I lose my voice, which some people would like to.
Don't worry about that. We love to hear you. Okay. So... we learnt yesterday that thousands are not showing up for their exams, and these are the driving tests. Over 100 in the first part of this year here in Donegal, 6,000 right across the country last year, all paid their €85 to the Road Safety Authority but didn't turn up. We don't know why, Susan. We accept that life can throw up challenges whereby you can't make appointments, but the number is so high, there's something else going on here.
Yes, without a doubt, Craig. Like last year, as you said, we had 6,441 learners that didn't turn up for their scheduled driving test. These are not people that have cancelled. These are people that simply didn't turn up on the day. And the RSA took in over €500,000 from these learners because they charge €85 to book an actual test for these drivers.
The problem too, Susan, because they didn't turn up at the last minute, so the thousands of people waiting for a cancellation or a test, many waiting 2 or 3 months before they're even invited, those gaps can't be utilised to service the waiting times, which I find particularly frustrating.
Yes, as you said, this is the most important part, that there's thousands of learners out there anxious to get a date to sit their driving test and hope that they pass. Then they don't have to be accompanied. Their insurance premium will come down and they're more experienced. These people cannot get a test date because of these thousands of learners that simply don't turn up for the test. And it is unforgivable that the RSA is allowing this to happen and rewarding them. We believe they're actually rewarding these drivers that don't bother showing up by issuing a new permit to them. That shouldn't be the case. The RSA and the government's working to close this loophole, as I've often said in your programme, since 2013, Greg, and we're in 2024, and guess what? They're still working on it. We met... Minister James Lawless asked us for a meeting there on the 1st of August. We attended in his office in Dublin and we asked him, where was this going? 11 years waiting for this to happen, to close this loophole.
So the key thing is here, Susan, because we're a little bit tight in time, the key thing here is you can't have a learning permit on perpetuity if you apply for but don't sit a test. The key thing here is that if you do not... For good reason, if you do not sit your test, then you should not be allowed to automatically renew your permit. That would put an end to this, I imagine, much of it, probably yes. 80% of it.
Yes. So the question is, Greg, why is the RSA and the government dragging their heels for 11 years in this, with broken promises year after year that this will be sorted? It's a simple solution, Greg. Mm-hmm. Stop issuing permits. Make it clear to learners, if you do not turn up for your scheduled driving test date, you will not be allowed The RSA will not issue you a new permit. Why? Why is it such a hard task for them? We have to believe that there's no political will to change the system.
All right, so
and last year alone, we had 15 learners involved in fatal crashes. Mm-hmm. 14 of them were unaccompanied. Greg, it's time that we help these learner drivers, get them to encourage them mm-hmm. to practice, to prepare for their driving test.
Well, of course, isn't that 6,000?
Encourage 6,000, them to actually attend.
Yeah, that's 6,500 people that are genuinely waiting for one that didn't get one. Susan Gray, thank you very much for your time.